Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. A Nashville judge has temporarily blocked a piece of one of Tennessee's new immigration laws for concerns it could harm critically ill children. This new law would require the Tennessee Department of Health to report the immigration status of patients enrolled in its programs. WUOT's Reagan Jones explains the judge's decision.
Just days before the law is set to go into effect, immigrant rights groups called on Republican Governor Bill Lee to clarify how it might affect children who have chronic conditions or disabilities and depend on these programs for care. Lisa Sherman Luna is the executive director of the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition.
It's not lost on us that rather than expand access to health care for Tennesseans, we are limiting life-saving care for the most vulnerable among us.
The Children's Special Services Program is one that parents and providers are particularly concerned about. While Tennessee does offer alternative resources for adults who have lost coverage, this program was the only option for undocumented children who require comprehensive medical care. And without it, doctors worry that these children's conditions will be exacerbated. A hearing for the lawsuit is scheduled for next week. For WUOT News, I'm Reagan Jones.
Fisk University President Dr. Eugenia Clark recently took questions from a handful of students on plans to bring a data center to campus. Clark says many of the details are still up in the air. She doesn't yet know what kind of data center it will be or who will fund it, but she hopes the funding partner could lead to more scholarships and internships. The new facility will be part of the university's billion-dollar Quantum Leap project. It's faced pushback from thousands, including alumni and members of the surrounding North Nashville community. Clark also noted that the project will help private HBCUs financial troubles, saying that people want to invest in a school with a vision for the future. You'll find more news at WPLN.org or in the NPR app under local headlines.